This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In north-central Montana, the Powell County Sheriff's Office says that three people died when a small plane crashed in the Bob Marshall Wilderness on Friday, October 17th. The agency said that it received a report of a possible downed aircraft at about 4:30 p.m., and that the last known location of the plane was in the Bob Marshall Wilderness in northern Powell County. Air resources were deployed from Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls and searched that Friday until around midnight. About 9 a.m. Saturday, October 18th, an Air Force helicopter found the wreckage of the aircraft in a remote wooded area in Young's Creek in the Bob Marshall Wilderness, northeast of Seeley Lake. Members of the Powell County Coroner's Office, Missoula County Search and Rescue, and the Montana DNRC arrived at the scene at about 4 p.m. The pilot and two other occupants were found dead at the scene. Sanders Aviation in Jasper, Alabama, said that the deceased are certified flight instructor Laney Anderson, who was on a family vacation in Montana. Laney was killed when the twin-engine Aztec plane that her father was flying experienced engine problems not far from their destination in the Bob Marshall Wilderness. Laney, her father, and her younger sister were all killed in the plane crash. Powell County Sheriff Gavin Rosells has turned the investigation over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board, who will lead an investigation to determine the cause of the crash. The mayor of West Yellowstone, Montana, resigned last Wednesday after posting social media comments criticizing President Trump, which he later said he regretted. During the No Kings rallies nationwide last weekend, former Mayor Jeff McBurney wrote in social media posts on Facebook, "I'm Antifa. F. Trump and his Nazi followers." In response to questions about his Facebook post, McBurney said, "It was my way of attending the No Kings protest last Saturday, which I couldn't attend. I have a First Amendment right to peaceful protest." During the No Kings rallies, a group protested against President Donald Trump in West Yellowstone on Saturday, one of approximately two dozen in Montana, and 2,600 rallies nationwide. The mayor had made similar social media posts in the past, including a September 10th post saying, "Why do Republicans like protecting a pedophile? Oh, that's right, the orange mango is their true god." In his resignation announcement, McBurney wrote, "I owe the town an apology. What I posted was mean and divisive. I have clearly fallen off the tracks." McBurney had been the mayor of the municipality, which has about 1,200 permanent residents adjacent to Yellowstone National Park, since January. Last Tuesday night, following a community uproar about the recent posts, the West Yellowstone Town Council dedicated a portion of its meeting to discussing the comments. The mayor, one of the five voting members, did not attend the meeting. McBurney resigned the next day. The mayor of West Yellowstone is selected by the town council and is one of the council's five voting members. The West Yellowstone Town Council will hold a special election to pick a new mayor at its November 4th meeting to finish out the end of McBurney's one-year term. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.